It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's a great day to study God's Word, and we're in Genesis chapter 4, and we're going to begin reading with the first verse. We've read through there several times, but it's important to keep everything together. And so as we begin here in Genesis chapter 4, and we're going to read from verse 1 down through verse 8, and we'll even read into the 9th verse. And so please open your Bibles to those that chapter and verse, Genesis chapter 4, and we'll begin in a minute. First of all, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. I'd like to invite you to write to us, and our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. And you can find us at our website, if you'd like, at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Now, if that was enough time for you to open your Bibles, and we'll begin to enjoy the time and enjoy reading today this precious Word that we may, again, come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus. Let's look at Genesis chapter 4, and we'll begin reading with verse 1. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. The Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? Let's begin with prayer after we've read the precious Word. Father, we thank and praise you today that we can come and enjoy this time. Father, it's wonderful to have an opportunity to study your Word. It's wonderful to have an opportunity to enjoy this time on the radio together. Please, Lord, that you will guide and lead us, direct us, so that we have your complete wisdom and your direction for our lives. Please, Lord, that we'll know your way and will for our lives. Now, please, Father, guide and lead us now. We just thank you for all that you've given us. We thank you for salvation, most of all. And, Father, as we look at, again, these examples of what it takes to please you, and we need to recognize there must be respect for what we have to give in our offerings and our service to you. It's got to be your way, Lord. Guide and lead us now, Father, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Very quickly, I want to, and I know we've spent some time on this, but if you've just listened in for the first time, or maybe you just caught part of it, I am quite a stickler for review, and I will review once again. We have the two offerings that have been given. Abel is a keeper of the sheep, Cain tiller of the ground. We have in verse 2, process of time, Cain brought the fruit of the ground. Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and the fat thereof. And so each brought an offering unto the Lord, which is you think would be good. But there's a problem, because we find here unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. God had no respect for Cain's offering. Abel, he had respect unto Abel and to his offering. We have that in the 4th and the 5th verse. And so why did he have respect for one and not for the other? Because Cain, as so many folks today are doing it, they think salvation is something that they can do on their own, plan on their own. Salvation is under God's rule and way, and it must be by God's rule and way. See that you're following that, which you can only know if you know the Word of God, not some church doctrine. The problem with Cain's offering was it lacked of the five. We have God's plan. It must be God's plan, His gift, His work, not by works of righteousness which we have done. We need to understand that. It must be an innocent substitute in order to take our sin away. There must be an innocent substitute involved. There must be the shedding of blood. There must be, at the shedding of that blood, there will result in death of this innocent substitute. And as much as could be, as close as it could be, it should be perfect. It should be perfect. Now, and we looked through these several times. We're not going to spend much time with it today. But if you'll recognize now quickly, what did Cain bring? Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering. Abel brought of the firstlings of the flock. And you say, well, listen, Cain was a farmer. Cain didn't have sheep. Abel had sheep, and so it was very simple. It was just a lucky mistake that Abel was there. No, it was not just luck. If you know me very well, you'll know what I think of luck. Luck does not exist. It does not exist at all. And Abel, it wasn't just at the draw that Abel was happened to be the keeper of sheep, so that's what he brought. He listened unto the Lord, and God had respect for what he brought. Cain did not listen unto the Lord, and whether the Lord has told them what to bring and what the requirements were, I don't know whether they learned that from Adam, whether they have, how they learned this, but we know again how the Lord took care of it. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them. We have everything, all the requirements met in verse 21 of chapter 3. We find as Abel brought this this lamb, it does not say that Abel put that lamb to death. God put to death the animals for the coats of skin back in 21. Did God come down and kill the animal for Abel as the offering? I don't know. Did he come down with fire and consume it? I don't know. But we do know that because it was lacking these requirements that we have from the beginning. Here we are in Genesis chapter 4, and we already know the requirements that have to come for our salvation, and even for the bringing of these offerings unto the Lord. Abel was wrong. Abel was right in his bringing of the animal, because we have the innocent substitute, we have the shedding of blood, it can be put to death, and it was perfect. It was God's plan. We know that Cain missed. Was the sacrifice he brought perfect? It could be. Could it be an innocent substitute for him? Maybe, if you want to use grain for that, but there cannot be any shedding of blood. There cannot be the putting of death of that, and it is not God's plan. We must do it God's way. Please, let's remember that, and let's not forget that. It must be God's plan. Now, as we look and we find here, Cain did not offer in faith. He did not offer in the right way, and the only way to be the right way was God's way. Now, as we looked at those requirements, you can come all the way to the cross of Calvary some 4,000 years later and find the Lord Jesus Christ met every one of those requirements. And he could do it perfectly, where this lamb or this the firstling of his flock, as it was brought, it could not be perfect, because it's under the curse, as so many are under the curse. But here we find, and we have that the Lord Jesus Christ finished a work that had to be repeated over and over again down through time. Jesus Christ was our perfect sacrificial lamb. Jesus Christ answered every part of God's requirement, and he fulfilled the law to every part. And when he died on the cross of Calvary, no longer did sacrifices need to be offered. And so it came to an end at that time. Cain did not offer in faith. He did not come in the right way. He did not come in God's way. And we find, according to the 7th verse, "For if thou doest well, thou shalt not be accepted. And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. This is where we're going to find Cain. Cain, we find that sin lieth at the door. We find in the fifth verse, Cain was very wroth. And I have underlined these things in my Bible so I can see them. It's always important that we look and we can see these verses of Scripture quickly. And again, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance had fallen. Cain was very wroth. In the seventh verse, sin lieth at the door. Let's take a good look at what's taking place in Cain's life. And it all started by his decision, his deciding to not listen to the Word of God. And this is the only hope that you have if you do the same. If you choose not to follow the will of God, here is your choice. Now, God's will is, God's desire is, that you come by faith to His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, you do not trust on your church membership, your baptism. You don't trust on anything. You come completely by faith and come to the Lord Jesus Christ. When you do that, when you come to His Word, and you're listening today, and you're studying God's Word with us, and your heart is being drawn unto the Lord Jesus Christ. In that drawing, you'll find that it exposes you, because the closer we get to the Lord Jesus Christ, the more ugly we become because of our sin. And so now we have Jesus Christ coming towards us, and that light, that perfect light, shows how dark we are and how ugly we are. Well, that's sin. Well, that's what Jesus died for, is to take our sin away, that we may be once again in fellowship with God the Father. And so as this light comes by studying God's Word, we recognize our sin. And we realize that Jesus Christ is the only way. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We need to ask, we need to invite Jesus Christ to come into our heart. Whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead shall be saved. Please, not only with your mouth, but believe with your heart. And Jesus Christ will come to live within you. The Holy Spirit will come and live within your heart. And what a wonderful day that will be, the day that you meet Jesus Christ and you enjoy that wonderful walk with Him. Well, this is what needed to take place here. And Abel did just that. He looked forward to the cross. And when he brought that lamb and he brought it before the Lord and before his father Adam and before his mother Eve, he brought that in an example, a picture of what's to come. Here is what is the Lord requires, and we're going to do this repeatedly until Jesus Christ comes to the cross of Calvary. They had no idea it was going to be some 4,000 years later. But we do know here that as this time come, and as Abel, by faith, brought the right offering, God had respect for it. But we find Cain just the opposite. He decided he was going to do it his way. You may have done that all of your life. You may have done it your old way. And so you see, by doing it your way, sin lieth at the door. Disobedience. Do you realize, now think about this, here is Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel. Adam and Eve have been saved because they have accepted the coats of skin that God had given them, placed upon them. They have accepted that gift of salvation, picturing Jesus Christ and what's to come some 4,000 years later. Adam and Eve are saved. Cain and Abel, on the other hand, are born into sin. The first two children that were born into sin because they were conceived in sin. And don't misunderstand me, Adam and Eve are husband and wife. They have everything, they've taken care of everything in that manner correctly. But because of the sin, the natural sin, they come into this world, they are conceived. Upon conception, there's sin in that little baby's heart, in that little baby's life. And that sin never ends until It is taken away, wiped clean by Jesus Christ. So we must come by faith to the Lord Jesus. So here comes Cain and Abel growing up, and we're not told what's taken place in the past. We just have this one situation, Cain and Abel. Cain brought, in the process of time, it came to pass that he brought the fruit of the ground, an offering. Abel brought also of the firstlings of his flock. Now, when we look at these things, we see that Abel is saved by faith. He didn't understand why. He just come by, God said, this is the way you do it. And we have to do the same thing. It's not that we understand everything of the Word of God. It's not that we understand how we can have our sins forgiven. Jesus Christ died on the cross 2,000 years ago. How could he take my sin away? Well, the Word of God tells me he did, and I believe it, and I've come to him by faith. And you need to do the same thing. And so Abel did that. Abel, he knew he needed salvation. He brought the proper offering unto the Lord, one that God had respect for. Cain, on the other hand, didn't see a reason for salvation. He didn't see any real problem in his life. What's my problem? I'm going to bring the best I have, and that ought to be good enough. Well, that's exactly the mode and the teaching that we have today. That ought to be good enough. Well, it's not good enough because it's not God's way. It's not a matter that's not my way. It's not a matter that's not this church's way. It's a matter that it is not God's way, and that's what we have to look at and be very careful. Cain was very wroth because God had no respect for it. Well, what was Cain's problem? Because, you see, he's the one that was disobedient. The Scripture said, sin lieth at the door. And that's exactly the condition of your heart today if you do not know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Let's look at a couple of things that's happened to Cain. Cain was disobedient. We find that. He did not do it God's way. The second thing, we find that Cain has anger in his heart. The third thing, he not only has anger in his heart, but Cain has murder on his mind. Look how quickly it has moved. It has moved from doing something disobedient unto God unto the mind, the thought of murder. And we read down in the 8th verse, and Abel his brother and slew him. Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. The 8th verse of chapter 4 tells us. And so we have went from just, what makes a difference? You know, we all worship the same God, and what's the bearing here? What has any difference to this? Well, it has a lot of difference, because it cannot be of your opinion nor mine. It has got to be God's way. And the only way we know God's way is if we take his word, and we search it, and we study it, and we trust it, and we come by faith to the Son, Jesus Christ. Now, please, that you look at what has happened to Cain. Because if so far in your life you have followed the same road, the same trail, the same track that Cain is following here, he is bringing unto the Lord what he thinks is something satisfactory. Well, he's bringing his works. What does God have in concerning to honoring one's works? Nothing. The only works that God will honor is works to honor and glorify God after we're saved. But prior to coming by faith to Jesus Christ, there is nothing. There is nothing we can do that will bring any honor and glory unto the Lord. We must come by faith first. Abel did. Cain didn't. Made Cain mad. You know, and we said sin lieth at the door. We got disobedience. We got anger in the heart. We got murder on the mind. Men that will not surrender to the Lord, they will not bring their proper offerings unto God. They will find themselves sinking fast from bad to worse. Are you careless in your service? Are you careless in your dedication unto the Lord Jesus? You know, even as a believer, we need to follow God's will and God's way. As a lost person, we must follow God's will and God's way, and first of all, that must begin and can only begin at Calvary. We need to come by faith to Jesus Christ and trust in Him. Let's look to Leviticus 18:30. Leviticus 18:30. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. Leviticus 18:30. I hope that you are turning here so that you can enjoy this study together with us. It tells us, "Therefore shall ye keep mine ordinances, that ye commit not any one of these abominable customs, which were committed before you, and that ye defile not yourself therein. I am the Lord your God." You see, the best way for us to seek the Lord's will, to be happy, to be joyful, to be powerful according to the Word of God and the will of God, is to follow His ordinances. Now, they may not be customary to us. They may not seem to be quite right as far as what you and I think is right. But, my friend, it doesn't matter. We've got to do it God's way, and we must follow that. When we stop keeping God's ordinances, we will be opening the door for all the abominations. Cain did just that. Cain followed after his own will and not after the ordinances of God. Now we find in the seventh verse, "If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted. And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door." Sin. Sin is placed against us. It's put against you, put against me, because of disobedience. Now, we've been born into sin. And so, now that you have disobeyed, the devil is at the door waiting for the next step down. Do you understand that if you continue to follow after the way of the devil and do not follow after God's way, you have one direction, and that direction is down. You are not heaven bound. You're not on your way to joy and excitement in your heart. You're heading downward. And the disobedience here is a fact of not recognizing that you're a sinner and you need a Savior. Not obeying the call, the convicting power of God upon your heart. Because that's the very step. And yes, there's a lot of ways to be disobedient after you're a child of God. Because we still have this free will. But we must come first by faith to Jesus Christ. We must follow after Him, and we must enjoy that wonderful fellowship together. Please, that you look to Jesus Christ today, and you trust in Him today. Do not continue to be disobedient. Cain took upon himself to do it his own way. He was disobedient. Abel chose to do it the Lord's way. He was obedient. God had respect for Abel's sacrifice, his offering. Cain, he had not respect for it. Sin. You know, as we look at this scripture verse here, it says, "Sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him." You know, as we find here, the Lord was talking to Cain. I don't know what Cain was mad about. Did he think he was going to lose his birthright? I don't know what his problem was. His problem was that he failed to be obedient. And that could be the same problem that you have today. You have looked every direction. You've been in and out of every church in the town, and you decide that it just really isn't worth going to church. Well, you need to find Jesus Christ, and then you need to find you a good church. But first of all, you must come by faith to the Lord Jesus and look to Him. This sin offering, you know, as we do, was born into sin, and we do sin. We need a Savior, that's Jesus Christ. Now, as we look unto the Lord Jesus Christ, He offers us great mercy. He didn't need to, because we don't deserve it, but He is showing us mercy. We need to look to the Lord Jesus Christ for our salvation. As we come by faith to Jesus Christ and begin this wonderful walk and we fail him, we too need to look to his mercy. And it is always there. The only time that we'll find, and as we're back studying in Ezekiel right now, we find that the nation of Israel has come to a point where they have abused God's mercy so much that God has taken his mercy from them, and the only thing left for them is judgment. Now that can take place, that can come to pass in your life too. You can continue to abuse this opportunity of salvation, and you will come to a place, a time, where the mercy is no longer available to you to come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to look. We need to come by faith. Again, we find sin lieth at the door. Unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. What was Cain's problem? Cain's problem was disobedience. Cain's problem was pride. We look and we find not only sin lieth at the door, but once again, we have a choice. We have an opportunity. And we have a verse of scripture back here in Revelation that speaks of the door. And I'm just going to read it and you can enjoy it. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and I will sup with him and he with me. Mercy's close at hand. And if you will call upon the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, if you have fallen away from the Lord, you are a child of God, but you've neglected his ways, you've neglected his will, you've kind of went on about your own business, kind of like the nation of Israel did, there's going to be a time that mercy will no longer be yours. Yes, you're saved. Now you say, Larry, I don't believe that. Well, that's up to you, but it's taught by the Word of God that once you come truly by faith to Jesus Christ, you are forever a child of God. No matter what you do or what you say, you're a child of God. And the day comes that you die, then we have the precious stones, precious jewels, and all those things that we've stored up that we can hand and lay at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, or it can all be wood, hay, and stubble and burn up, because it will all be tested by fire, the scripture tells us. You best be ready, and you best be prepared. Now, Cain talked with Abel, we find in the 8th verse, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. Adam, when he followed Eve, when Eve looked at the fruit, the serpent showed how good it was to eat, how beautiful it was, everything. Eve just couldn't resist it. Adam followed. By eating this forbidden fruit, not sounding like a big deal. What's the problem with eating something that's been forbidden? Well, it was a big deal. And we find right now the condition that Cain is in. We have moved from sin in his heart to anger in his life and murder on his mind. That's what's happened. And it all started back there with Adam and Eve. When they just took that fruit, what did hurt? That forbidden fruit, many people call an apple. We don't know. Didn't sound like a big deal. It was a big deal. Does it sound like a big deal if you decide to come by faith to Jesus Christ and be saved? Yes, it is. It's a big deal. And you need to come now. Your life will change. It'll be a wonderful day, the day that you meet Jesus Christ as your Savior. You can begin this wonderful walk. You can begin to grow in the Word of God with us. It's just a wonderful day. Please, do not misuse it. Do not abuse it. Come by faith to Jesus. He's calling you today. Listen. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?